I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. With holiday music, festive decorations, and enticing ads everywhere, it's easy to get swept up in the excitement of the season and buy more food and gifts than you need. And online shopping provides even more temptation.
It's so easy, just a click of the button, and here it comes.
But Catherine Roster of the University of New Mexico Anderson School of Management warns that overbuying during the holidays can lead to credit card debt. And it harms the climate because making and shipping unused goods wastes resources and emits carbon pollution. So Roster suggests making a budget and sticking to it. And if you find yourself adding too many items to an online shopping cart, stop and walk away.
Let them sit for 24 hours and then think about whether that was really the right thing and what you really want to do.
She says friends and family may appreciate sharing an experience with you or receiving something handmade more than a store-bought gift.
I think if you take time to think about the things in your life and the people in your life that are most important to you, that there's a lot of better ways to honor those relationships and to make people feel appreciated and feel the real spirit of the holiday.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Up next, we're going to list some Super Heaven. Their album, Humans for Toys, came out early 2025. We're going to list the song, The Curtain. So these guys are from Daystown, Pennsylvania. I think that a lot of people would consider them as a part of the grunge revival scene more than anything, but they're definitely a very prominent grunge gaze group. I wouldn't disagree with the grunge revival thing, but if you know me, I like really heavy sounds, and this album certainly leans more on the grunge vocals and lyrical composition. But what I think Super Heaven does really well is build up those hazy walls of sound, blend them with melodic vocals in such a beautiful way. Their most popular albums and personal favorites of mine, they were in my Spotify Wrapped, 2013's Jar and 2015's Ours is Chrome. This was their first release in over 10 years, and I think it was definitely a good comeback.
We'll be right back.
That was The Curtain by Super Heaven off of their 2025 self-titled. It was the last track. Great track, great comeback, as I said. Up next, we're going to listen to Ribbon Skirt, the song Pensacola off their titled EP Pensacola. They are a two-piece noise-adjacent duo from Montreal. They used to be called Love Language, but this is one of their first releases as Ribbon Skirt. They released Pensacola and Bite Down, also came out last year. And Bite Down is a little less shoegazy, more post-punk, which is why I chose to focus on Pensacola for this episode. Bite Down is great. I highly recommend listening to it as well. So Tanisha Biswa is Anishinaabe. The choice to rename the band to Ribbon Skirt is one that emphasizes her indigenous heritage and identity. And much of the themes that are explored on Pensacola as well as Bite Down come from Biswa's experiences with colonialism growing up in northern Canada as an indigenous woman, especially the child of residential school survivors. She also grew up in the Catholic Church, which greatly altered her understanding of the world around her. And I don't know, I would definitely put Ribbon Skirt in the same genre as Zune. Daniel Monkman, who is also Anishinaabe, coined the term moccasin gaze to blend indigenous perspectives and musical traditions with very dreamy, reverby walls of sound. And I'll be covering moccasin gaze at a later time to highlight indigenous artists and explore the philosophies and social implications of moccasin gaze further.
Oh,
That was Ribbon Skirt with Pensacola off of their EP Pensacola. Up next, another Canadian band, another CJSF CanCon favorite, Alone Kitty. They put out their album Sad Not Sad, I believe, back in October, and we're going to listen to the title track. That seems to be a common theme here, is listening to the title track of the album. So this is the project of Michelle Kay. Alone Kitty is from Toronto. They have a very classic, very fuzzy, heavy wall of sound. Michelle cites MBV, Hum, and Slow Dive, Sonic Youth as primary influences, which I think is ever present. What I like about Alone Kitty is their return to the classic sound. I feel like a lot of new gaze, shoegaze revival incorporates a more digital sound and or more post-rock, and I found that Sad Not Sad to have more of an analog feel. I found out that Simon Scott from Slowdive produced this album, which makes perfect sense as to why it sounds like it does. That was Alone Kitty with Sad Not Sad off of 2025's album Sad Not Sad. Up next, last two songs of the hour here, we're going to talk about Great Death. Their album Die in Love came out back in September of last year. We're going to listen to the song Die in Love, of course. So Great Death are from Flint, Michigan. Harper Boitari is the front woman of the band, and she's a trans woman. Much of this album is autobiographical and detailing her experiences with understanding and reaching a place of comfort in her own identity. This is their first release since her coming out, and I think Die in Love is a way of kind of like showing love to herself and her own experiences and her own struggles and coming to a place of acceptance, which is really beautiful. I feel like previous Greek death albums that I've heard have been a bit on the gloomier end, but Die in Love seems to lean more on finding the joy in the little things, which makes sense. You definitely hear a bit of hum, slowcore, 90s indie, and Death Cab for Cutie. The song Country Girl I played on my Country Gaze episode because it is very country gaze. It is very kind of in the same way that Wednesday is. It's got a little twang, but it has some really heavy sounds as well. This was their shoegaziest track, so of course I had to play it. That was Greek Death with Die in Love off of Die in Love. Last song of the hour here, we're going to talk about Glare. They put out an album, I don't know, sometime in the spring of last year. I apologize, I don't have the exact dates. Album's called Sunset Funeral. We're going to listen to the song Kiss the Sun. Glare is from Texas. I had tickets to see them and didn't end up going, which was unfortunate. But I really didn't feel like this album stood out, but I love Glare, so I thought, I've got to play Glare on the radio. There's a new Glare album, right? I love their sound. Their sound hasn't really changed that much. Maybe gotten a bit dreamy over time. I watched a video recently where Izzy, who is the lead guitarist, did a tour of their pedal board, and they referred to some of their grittier, dirtier overdrive fuzz combos as the old sound, and I think they're referring to, like, the Void and Blue era. Overall, I think that Glare, Nothing, and Were are prominent examples of new gaze, and you can't really go wrong. Although, they're maybe a tad monolithic. But that is it for me today. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live on Burnaby Mountain, BC. My name is Lynn, and I hope you've enjoyed this hour of shoegaze, new gaze from 2025. Up next at 8, you can stay tuned for Bitcoover, the only chiptune broadcast in Vancouver. going to